traveling with whistles, and these are whistles. These are Irish whistles over here. The last trip that Steve and I made to visit our grandsons, it was a three-airport trip, Houston to Boston, Boston to Raleigh, Raleigh back to Houston. And we drove to Houston. It's a 90-minute trip. Left our car in the parking lot and shuttled to the airport. Talking about shuttles, I have a side story about shuttles. We used to live down near Beaumont, and they have a small airport down there. And they had flights that went to Dallas and Houston. Well, they stopped their Houston flights, and for a while, they provided a shuttle from Beaumont Airport to Houston. And when I say shuttle, I mean it was actually a rattly old airport shuttle. And if you've ever ridden on one of those, you should try riding on it for 90 minutes to Houston. And I tell you, every time we went over a bump, it was like we were on a roller coaster. And I'm telling you, everybody would raise their hands and go, woo!
Every crack.
Well, I mean, we did it all the way to Houston. It was hilarious, but it was a little rattling because the shocks were like gone, and I couldn't wait to get off that shuttle. It was horrible. And I tell you, we only did that one time. We never, ever did that again. We would fly to Dallas and go somewhere. We wouldn't go to Houston. So back to the car in the parking lot. We shuttled to the terminal. Next, you check your bags, and then you go through security, and you walk down to the gate, and you wait for your flight. And if you have never flown, it is actually really fun. It's like riding on a roller coaster again. It's fun when you take off. It really is. And once you get up there, if you get to sit in the window seat, it's like a huge map. It's like looking out. You can see the rivers and the roads and houses when you get really high. There's like clouds everywhere. And you can't see anything sometimes.
You never let me sit next to me.
No, I've got to sit. Well, I'm claustrophobic, but I also have a problem with open spaces, so it's kind of love-hate sitting by the window, but it's better to sit by the window than it is anywhere else. So, but I'm terrified of flying in, but it does have its good moments. So we land in Boston, we get on a bus, and it's another 90-minute ride to a parking lot where our son picks us up at his house. And when the visit is over, we have to go back through all of that again, back on the bus to Boston, check our bags, and go through security, except my carry-on bag got flagged in security. And guess which bag it was? It was this bag. Yep, it was that bag. It's got my whistles in it. It has, that day, I put seven in there. There were seven whistles in there that day. One's missing because it's sitting over there. But he said, so I walked over and waited for him to come up. What have we got here? And I lean over and say, it's Irish whistles. What? You know, Irish whistles, like a penny whistle, a tin whistle. Oh. So he opens it up and he starts taking the whistles out. He starts laughing. I'm like, what's going on with this guy? He said, I'll be back in a minute. He takes this bag and he walks back over to the x-ray scanners to show them what they had flagged. They had flagged musical instruments, not pipe bombs, you know. And what's crazy, Boston, did you know? Boston is the most Irish-American city in the U.S., with over 20% of its residents claiming Irish ancestry. Oh, my. But I'm glad that they were able to have a chuckle that day. But anyway, from Boston, we fly to Raleigh, and it's a 60-minute trip to Goldsboro to visit my mom. My mom's there, my sister and her family. And after the visit, we fly back to Raleigh. I mean, we drive back to Raleigh, we get on the plane and fly back to Houston. Then we grab our bags at luggage claim, get back on that shuttle to go back to the parking lot, and then it's 90 minutes to home sweet home. It's always an adventure, and we cross paths with so many people, and this one here talks to everybody that will talk to him. And he's spreading the gospel, you know him. He's just an evangelist everywhere he goes. And we are always glad to get home because it's always fun to get home and then snuggle with the cats. It's always so good. We also have a daughter, and she lives in San Antonio. And do you know, instead of having to visit all the time, we meet in the middle. Like, we'll drive further than her because she works. So we'll drive 3 hours, and we'll meet at a restaurant. And we'll hang out 2 or 3 hours. We go somewhere we can stay a while, and we eat lunch with her. Every now and then, we'll go all the way and spend the night. But I just want to say thank you, Lord, that even though my family lives a long way away, that we are able to visit them. And I leave you with 1 Peter 4:8. Above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sin. Amen.